From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Egyptian security officials said suspected militants attacked a packed mosque Friday in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula, killing at least 235 people. Authorities said the extremists targeted supporters of the security forces at the mosque in the town of Bir al-Abd. They said men in four off-road vehicles opened fire on worshippers during Friday prayer. Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was fired November 5th from his position as Zimbabwe's president, was sworn in today as president, ending the rule by Robert Mugabe, who resigned this week. VOA's Anita Powell is in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
It's a big day here in Zimbabwe's capital as the nation sees its first new president sworn in 37 years. But Emmerson Mnangagwa won't have a minute to rest on his laurels. He's promised to get straight to work, fixing the nation's shattered economy, struggling institutions, and slipping infrastructure. Additionally, the Constitution calls for a broad and sweeping program of reform. And as if that weren't enough of a challenge, Mnangagwa inherited the post after the stunning resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe. Under the Constitution, the nation has to go to fresh polls next year. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamist cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities, acting on a court order Friday, freed Hafiz Saeed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. This is VOA News. London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they have not located any trace of any suspects, evidence of shots fired, or casualties. Armed and unarmed officers are on the scene and working along with colleagues from British Transport Police, which said a woman sustained a minor injury while leaving the area. Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the area around the Oxford Circus tube station. In a statement, the British Transport Police said officers were called to the station after reports of gunfire on a subway platform. The search ended today for three U.S. sailors missing in the Philippine Sea since an American Navy aircraft crashed this week. The transport aircraft was traveling to the USS Ronald Reagan when it crashed. Eight people were rescued quickly and are in good condition, but Japanese and U.S. ships and aircraft had continued searching for the others. The holiday shopping season is officially kicked off in the U.S. Here's VOA's Mil Arcega.
Retailers estimate close to 164 million Americans, almost 70% of the U.S. population, will go shopping over the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend. If those numbers hold up, NationalToday.com, which tracks the commercial implications of various holidays and events around the world, say Black Friday 2017 could be the biggest yet.
And that report by Mil Arcega. Black Friday comes on the Friday after Thanksgiving. A suicide bomb attack on a police convoy in northwestern Pakistan today killed a senior officer and his guard and wounded six others. The early morning blast occurred in Peshawar. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A suicide blast in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least eight people and wounded 16 others. Officials said the explosion in Jalalabad, capital of Nangarhar province, ripped through a crowd outside the residence of a former district police commander. Islamic State took credit for the bombing, saying it killed and wounded more than 50 people. China is cutting import tariffs on a range of consumer goods amid pressure from the United States, Europe, and other governments for better access to its growing domestic market. The move announced today comes as Beijing tries to spur economic growth driven by consumer spending instead of trade and investment. The cuts take effect December 1st and would reduce import tariffs on some goods by as much as two-thirds. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.